The reading is from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to light a fire on the earth, and how I wish the blaze were ignited. I have a baptism to receive, and what anguish I feel till it is over. Do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? I tell you, I have come not for peace, but for division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be split against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. What does one do with uncomfortable readings in a Sunday liturgy? Readings about casting fire on earth and bringing not peace but division. One way of trying to understand passages like this is to look for other places in the Bible where these images are used. Another way is to rely on our own experience to verify the truth that the images contain. It's easier, perhaps, to understand division. We know what happened to almost all the prophets. Yahweh asked the prophet Jeremiah, Is my word not like fire? Is it not like a hammer shattering a rock? Despite this assurance, the prophets themselves are the ones consumed by fire and shattered. Jeremiah, accused of misleading the people and causing harm, is thrown into a cistern to shut him up. His earlier cries have shown the extent of his mental suffering, and now his very life may be lost in this dark place. There was no water in the cistern, only mud, and Jeremiah sank into the mud. We know, too, the division that can happen in society, in an organization, even in a family. In Jesus' words, three against two and two against three, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Division happens when people disagree about religion, basic values, or politics. And all this we know from our own very often painful experience. We, too, often sink into the mud. This we know, but most of us still have some trouble with Jesus' words about casting fire. The image of fire refers, first of all, to the mission of Jesus, his baptism, and a declaration of impatience until it is fulfilled. How I wish it were blazing. But the fire might also refer to the coming judgment of Jesus in Jerusalem and the sufferings he will undergo. And Jesus will surely have been thinking of the prophet Elijah, who arose like a fire, his word flaring like a torch, who three times brought down fire, and who was taken up in the whirlwind of fire in a chariot with fiery horses. And he may have remembered, too, the words John the Baptist used to describe him as the one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Chapter 12 of Hebrews reminds us that our God is a consuming fire. This fire is not the destructive fire of Elijah, but the fire that purifies. Fire is the means by which impurities are removed from certain materials. And when we read the message of Jesus and that of the prophets, this is the message that comes through most clearly, that what is required of the true believer is a pure heart, a pure spirit. And it is this that provokes such strong and sometimes violent reactions. Yet this is the life to which we are called. There is a story about a disciple who came to the elder one morning and told him, I fast, I meditate, I keep the holy silence. What else must I do? And the old man stood up, stretched out his fingers so they became like 10 flaming torches, and he said, Why not become totally fire? Why not become totally fire? This is the challenge offered us at each Eucharist. St. John Chrysostom preached to his 4th century congregation in Constantinople and preaches to us today. We should rise, he said, from that table, breathing fire. Why not become totally fire?